Tete, our community on Banan, the Kiribati Voice FM 104.6.
And Kona Maori. Welcome to the Kiribati Voice FM 104.6 with Charles, and it is so lovely having a great company, and I certainly hope you will continue to join me for the next hour on the program. Amen. sia I bukin na mungorong o sina kana ko the legal session on air and mail ni yere fare the ia fale tau men the community law services me yo tara I na pangani the community the notice ke sina kana ko na pangani bukin takin pai kari kin the community o ni dia na ki me the rongo on the weather by kari kin the weather I bukin na mataya o I pun te kunan wo banani kirbas na ndara ko ngora yo na tu wana tiao o sina ngora ri ngane to kana ai sana pandi ni
Hey!
Fred Kamodi, and this is our lovely sharing with our session. I'd like to welcome Aya Palakal on the program, and it is lovely having your great company. So welcome on board, and how are you, my friend here, Falitao? How are you?
Yeah, hi, Charles. It's good. Very good this afternoon. Everything is running on track, so it's always good to be on the show and going through our legal session with our listeners today.
And thank you for making the time once again. And today we're going to talk about family law, which is guardianship part number two. Now, please summarize the topic that we are going to cover, especially brief us with the last topic in our last interview, and then we go from there.
Yeah, thank you. So for those who've been keeping up with our session, we've been going over family law. So the last session we went over guardianship, and this week we'll be finishing off that topic. So basically, guardianship means having duties, powers, and rights, also responsibilities that a parent of a child has in relation to the upbringing of that child. So you're not necessarily the parent of that child, but you are applying to become a guardian. So the parents are named on the child's birth certificate, so they're considered natural guardians. But there are circumstances that we spoke about before where the mother is the sole guardian of the child. So it just depends on when the child was conceived.
Okay.
Yeah, so there are also other guardian responsibilities. So this means that you have to provide day-to-day care for the child. You have a contribution into the child's development, so their emotional, physical, and social development. And as a guardian, you also have responsibilities as determining the child's name, whether there's any changes to it, where the child's to live, how the child's to be educated, and also the child's culture, language, and religion.
And now, can other people be called guardians as well?
Yes. So in some circumstances, people other than the natural guardians or the parents may become guardians of the child. So these are known as testamentary guardians. So basically what a testamentary guardian is a guardian that's been appointed by a will or deed of the parent. So if a parent passes away and they've got a will, and in that will they appoint somebody, they will become a testamentary guardian. So if you're appointed as a testamentary guardian, you become a joint guardian with any other guardian. So, for example, if it was the mother that passed away and she left, she put in the will for you to become a testamentary guardian, you will become a joint guardian together with the father if he is still alive. So testamentary guardians have their guardianship responsibilities. So again, contributing to the child's development and making sure that the important decisions are being made in the child's life. So if you're a testamentary guardian, I think it's also important that to note that you don't have automatic rights to provide day-to-day care. So if you're wanting to get day-to-day care of the child, previously known as custody, it's something that you need to apply for in the courts, and this is usually done by way of an application.
And now, if you are looking at the other guardian, is that what is court-appointed guardians?
Yeah, so the court-appointed guardian, this is where somebody who's not already a natural guardian is appointed by the courts. So the courts can do this when someone applies to become a guardian. So if you're wanting to become a guardian of a child, you apply to the court and the courts will appoint you. But in some cases, the courts may appoint a guardian for a particular purpose. So for example, this is if you're wanting to consent to medical treatment where the parent won't consent. So you can apply as a guardian or the court can appoint you as a guardian in order to consent for that particular purpose. So after that purpose is fulfilled, then the guardianship will end. But what's important to note is when the courts are making decisions with guardianships or whether to appoint someone as a guardian, they look at what is in the best interest and welfare of that child. And this is very important, especially when you are applying to become an additional guardian, and especially when you're wanting to get guardianship of a child.
And what if a parent gets a new partner and they want him to be guardian? How do they go about it?
Yeah, in some cases, where, for example, one of the parents find a new partner, and they want to add their new partner as additional guardian, they can do so. But what they must do is the appointment must be made by both parents of the child. If the mother is a sole guardian, either by not being married to the father or in a civil union or de facto relationship, then the appointment can be made by the father. So it just depends on how the child was conceived. So, for example, if it was conceived via IVF, then the sole guardian would be able to give consent for the new partner to become an additional guardian. And so in cases where the other parent has deceased or passed away and has appointed a testamentary guardian, the appointment must be made by the surviving parent. So this is basically what we spoke about before. Just depending on your circumstances will determine how the new partner will become a new guardian.
And now if we are looking at the guardianship, what are their responsibilities? Are they for life, or what do you say about it?
Yeah, so duties, powers, rights, and responsibilities of a guardian end when either the child turns 18 or if the child marries before they're 18, if the child lives with another person as a de facto partner, or if it was a guardian appointed by the courts and the courts remove that order, that's when your responsibilities and powers come to an end. So like we also spoke about before, if the guardian was appointed by the court for a specific period or for a specific purpose, and that purpose has been achieved, then your guardianship rights will end. But I think it's also important to note that nothing affects the appointment of or the High Court's powers in respect to litigation of guardians. So if you've gone up to the High Court and they've given an order, so basically the High Court powers will take precedence over.
Now, in a nutshell, if you may be able to just give us the key message out of this topic.
Yeah, so I think one of the key messages out of this guardianship topic or this family law topic that we've spoken about is if you're wanting to apply for guardianship of a child, all the decisions are made in regards to what's in the best interest and welfare of the child. So that's very important, especially if you're going to apply. That's one of the key factors that the courts will take into consideration. So when you become a guardian, like I said, you get all these duties and all these responsibilities and all these rights to the child in relation to upbringing that child. So being a guardian or applying for guardianship is an important thing because it not only affects the child, but it will also affect those involved. So guardianship is also another way. For example, if a grandparent wants to get make something legal, guardianship is another way that you can do that through the courts.
And thank you for that topic. Finally, remind our listeners about the services you are providing.
Yeah, so we are funded by the Ministry of Justice. So we provide free legal services to people who live within our area. So basically those within South Auckland, excluding Manuka, excluding Mangere, because they have their own law centre. So if you're wanting free legal services or advice on anything in relation to immigration, criminal, even family, you can contact us on 09274-4966. So that's Community Legal Services South Trust.
And that is the end of our interview with Hia Faletau. She's our lovely lawyer from the Community Law Services in Otara. Thank you once again for your time, and we look forward to the next week. What do you have in store for us in the next week?
Yeah, so next week we'll be going over enduring powers of attorney. So this is for somebody who wants to give authority to other people or to a close member in their family to make decisions on their behalf.
And looking forward to, and once again, you have a lovely week. You take care of yourself here.
Thank you, you too.
Tate yo ye tete. Panan Kiribas Voice Radio FM 104.6.
Sākotā ia te Pacifica Festival, wōtanga te pīmeo anua, e nā karawa kino wapi meaua, a wapi mele meo ni meas wōtanga te pīmeo anua. Te itapara, kamikani kiribasi kei kamdangirea ni kan nira ta wāke iyo ki toa ndokon pun pautoka e te Kiribas Village, e nā karawa kino te kono pung e meas wapi meaua, a wapi mele meaua te tapas ni meas. Te ipukina pa mi rongono, kai nama dia san yang wakil dia tentang kita pas community span kalau ia pun ini nanti nama kaina esurai tapi mewa ia itu kata orang iroya community saya kita tapi wakil kai tiada iroya mai ye mepai kita bawa tiada apa nak nama community ira bohong tak kata orang ibu kende kai nama tu ibu kende language specific week kita language kita pas language week ya orang wakil kita benda nama kaina esurai menurut orang kalau kita tapi mewa esurai Rita kena nam communities nora bateraga no ante language weekin na mikawa on na mi communities. Ngane ato wana yung ngane rakbate Pacific Collection Access Project ay open men the Auckland Museum awa penen busa mayaki ay nwa ito tika ni kiripas ni kapenen ndoko ni mataku ibukin te kauku ki are yanangan na ki kiripas pangayangkan na ay nang mga wakina aron kinakin o te kami mitongan pain kiripas ay kaya kawakin na kinunan te Auckland Museum. And akoro kyan na wabi meruwa ni mes, wabi meruwa ni mes, mani itiran tiyao wa ni mewa. Bukin dapat ni nukono wana kami mukona na itakimata nambara ya kaya wawa wawa, ono wa ni mewa isuwa isuwa, to wana wawa ni mewa. Awani mo atapi wate na utisa, ya taura ino ni bewa yu. Osana makatawa na minayong ganda pa, tukora na uri nene, ya bukin.
taya menori ya be tiri raki e tai mo ai me santi do ai me dira rontarana merontina bu jai nai kari kina no kari kina tavi kari kina no mi pe punira na kotina no ra o I me te o nea penta tagira te ue ai o te yuvanga tu o Raya menoria pe tiri raki e tai moa I me santino Ai me dira ronta rana me rontina u Ina e kari kina no Kare ti me tami kare ti na no mi pe Pungi rana ko te na no ra o I me te ongi a penta Takira te ue ai o te iru maratua
Sidanta sina tra itana main cities mi ono kulan te tegena ki bate bonga yo ena didinga wana nang na konte inga bon hemutun nga yana ba na didinga te bonga yo na india na bate asen kara wo yon te Wellington na kina pati wana nang Christchurch
the Kiribati Voice. Pareto meko meki anata yon FM 104.6.
It's a boy named Say. Who's the A-Lo? Talking about L-O-V-E, you know? Sing it for me, Maria.
Pacific Microwave Services. Inge nani, oringa kampuan ada data yang orang kanen data mi orang tekan mabung. Ada panan de tapo kia kia kanen teka tu kanen mabung menteri atau bukan kerja ko dia wow wow. Nerana kiri ni tato ni tato yo, aten chaos. Oringa ada panan ifuri tu abah ro tau rara panan kiri pas crossover kiri pas FM 89.0. Yalah ro untuk itu kau ora, ya pasin dapagi nanti kerai tu week ayo, sapomo. Toki nariki ya te akan dapat kau nak orang kan eh ibu kini tuhui kayu sekarang eh sena terarwai meurira inanon tuku korei ame kayi kain anu kami sena ngapu mu ke?
Kamora at Kiribas Voice FM 104.6.
Your language on planetaudio.org.nz.